AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is urging all parties to exercise maximum restraint and avoid any further escalation following Iran's shooting down of an American drone. The AP's Sagar Magani has more from the White House.
The military says Iran fired on the giant unmanned drone over international waters in a bid to disrupt American efforts to monitor the Persian Gulf. Iran says the drone was in its airspace.
They made a very big mistake.
Not a strategic miscalculation, but an actual accident.
I find it hard to believe it was intentional, if you want to know the truth.
The president saying somebody loose and stupid might have done it. It's the first time Iran's directly attacked the U.S. military amid recent tensions.
This country will not stand for it.
Repeatedly saying, you'll find out when asked how the U.S. will respond. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Senate voted to block the Trump administration from selling arms to Saudi Arabia. President Trump promised to veto the measures. The White House said stopping the sales would send a message that the U.S. is abandoning its partners and allies at the very moment when threats to them are increasing. In Worcester, Massachusetts, Erica Murray was cleared of second-degree murder but was convicted of lesser charges. Authorities found the remains of three babies inside Murray's squalid, vermin-infested home. The judge said prosecutors did not prove that Murray caused their deaths. There's competition to be the next prime minister in Britain.
We therefore declare that Jeremy Hunt and Boris Johnson are going forward to a vote of the qualifying membership of the Conservative and Unionist Party.
Hunt is Britain's foreign secretary, Johnson the former mayor of London. The winner is due to be announced late next month and will replace Theresa May as party leader and prime minister. President Trump has announced he's awarding a Presidential Medal of Freedom to Roger Penske, the most powerful man in American motorsports. This is AP Radio News. North Korea's Kim Jong-un has been meeting in Pyongyang with China's president Xi Jinping.
According to Chinese state broadcaster CCTV, Kim Jong-un told Xi North Korea would like to remain patient, but it hopes the relevant party, the U.S., will meet halfway with North Korea to explore resolution plans that, he said, accommodate each other's reasonable concerns. Describing the issue as highly complex and sensitive, Xi has said his government is willing to play a constructive role in the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There's a growing movement in Europe and North America. More people are shunning air travel because it produces high levels of greenhouse gas emissions. While experts say fighting climate change will require bigger and bolder actions by governments around the world, some people are doing what they can to help, including changing long-held travel habits. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.